Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards is off today. We have entertainment news, though, and some sad news. Actress Kelly Mack, known for her appearance in the zombie drama The Walking Dead, has died. She was only 33. She passed away in her hometown of Cincinnati after battling a disease of the central nervous system that's described as a type of tumor that affects the brain or spinal cord. Kelly Mack, best known for playing Addie in Season 9 of The Walking Dead and Penelope Jacobs in Season 8 of Chicago Med. She was also on Fox's 9-1-1. Eddie Palmieri, the avant-garde musician who is one of the most innovative artists of rumba and Latin jazz, has died. He was 88. He died at his home in New Jersey after what's described as an extended illness. Eddie Palmieri was a composer and bandleader, the first Latino to win a Grammy Award, and he won 7 more after that one over a career that spanned nearly 40 albums. Kelly Clarkson is taking some time out on her Las Vegas residency. She announced on social media yesterday that the August dates of her Kelly Clarkson Studio Sessions shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace will be postponed while she tends to her family. She wrote, "While I normally keep my personal life private, this past year my children's father has been ill, and at this moment I need to be fully present for them." Kelly Clarkson apologized to ticket holders, and she added, "I appreciate your grace, kindness, and understanding." Earth, Wind, and Fire is at Ravinia tonight, and they revealed they had just 24 hours to prepare for their guest spot with Sabrina Carpenter here at Lollapalooza on Sunday. Earth, Wind, and Fire frontman Philip Bailey revealed that Carpenter's agent came up with the idea, and luckily the band was playing in Detroit on the Saturday before. Then they had 2 days off before their next gig. Bailey said, "They sent a private plane for us and our entourage. We hopped on at 7 in the morning, went in, had the rehearsal. It was quick, kind of sketchy. I was concerned about it, but by that evening, they had dialed everything in, and she did her homework on what verses she was going to take. We went out there and floated on all that energy." Philip Bailey said prior to the show, the only Carpenter song he knew was Espresso, but he was very complimentary about the 26-year-old singer, saying she's very cordial, very kind, and very approachable. "We didn't have time to run through everything ahead of time, but it worked out okay." Riot Fest turns 20 this year, and they are talking about after shows that will be scheduled across Chicagoland throughout the festival weekend in September at the Vic in Lakeview, the Bottom Lounge in the West Loop, and the Empty Bottle in Ukrainian Village. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame announcing inductees for this year, Brad Paisley and Emmy Lou Harris. Paisley, a 3-time Grammy-winning country music superstar with 41 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, known for writing many of his own hits, including "It Didn't Have to Be," "Alcohol," "I'm Gonna Miss Her," "Letter to Me," and "Remind Me," a duet with Carrie Underwood. And Emmy Lou Harris, one of the great American folk singer-songwriters, has 13 Grammys, known for "Boulder to Birmingham," "White Line," and "Heartbreak Hill." She was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame back in 2008. And this is a story that I wanted to say this is my favorite story, but that's the wrong description. It's the most misleading story in the entertainment world today. The Howard Stern Show to be canceled after nearly 20 years on Sirius XM as his contract is up later this year. And I think because of the political climate, this has become a social media debate now. Is this one of those Stephen Colbert deals, Howard getting canceled? Well, the fact of the matter is his contract is up and Sirius is planning to make him an offer. They said he may not take it, but they are going to offer him a new contract. Insiders say that Howard has not talked about this other than what he has said on his show, which is basically for a long time he's remarked about how he doesn't know whether he wants to continue or not. But they are making him an offer, so kind of misleading to say the show is canceled. He is on vacation, did not respond to any of this.